Bava Basra, Perkei, Mishnah Base 5-2. We continue on, and like I said before, I'll say it again. These Mishnahs are difficult to understand in as much as they're all based on what the connotation of the words are to the people living there in that second century in Eretz Israel, which is not how we speak today. So the case here we're talking about is selling a chamor, a donkey. Now, donkeys serve two separate functions. They're beasts of burden for transporting things, but they're also for riding on. And it seems from this Mishnah that the primary purpose, the first purpose people had donkeys for, is to ride on. Think of a Mashiach coming on a donkey. So, therefore, since that's the, when it comes to using the donkey, there are going to be two separate sets of equipment. You're going to have the riding equipment, and you're going to have the transporting, the schlepping equipment. And the question is, when you buy a donkey, which of those sets of equipment are included in the sale if you don't specify what's included? So the Mishnah is taking as a Dover Pashat. It's assumed, obviously, that the riding equipment is, yes, included, because it's like subordinate to the donkey, and every donkey is used for riding also. So when you sell a donkey, the basic riding equipment goes along with it. The question is, what about the transporting equipment, meaning like things like like the saddle bags and the blanket to protect the donkey from getting chafed, that kind of thing, as opposed to the riding equipment would be things like, you know, the saddle and the stirrups and the like. So we have three shittas here on what's included with respect to the transporting equipment. Mishnah says, Hamocher es hachamor, when one sells a donkey, again, and he didn't specify exactly what's being sold in the sale, lo machar kelev, says the Tanakhama, the equipment, again, referring specifically to the schlepping equipment, is not included. That's a separate thing, not subordinate to the donkey. So when you buy a donkey, you don't get the schlepping equipment, you just get the riding equipment. That's the first shita. Nacham hamadi omer, machar kelev, he says, no, both sets of equipment are included in the sale. Literally, the Mishnah just says its equipment is included, referring to the transporting equipment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says it depends. Pamim mochurin or pamim ena mochurin. Sometimes the transporting equipment is included and sometimes not. Now, to understand this Mishnah again, it's really nuanced based on how they spoke. I think you're going to be left scratching your head, even if I do my very best here. But I'll do my best and hopefully it'll be good as it can be. Ketzad, so how's that look? Haya chamor lefanav, v'kelev alav. There's a donkey. And on the donkey is laden now with its transporting equipment. And Reuven and Shimon are there. Shimon owns the donkey, and Reuven says, V'amar lo, mechor li chamor chazeh. Reuven says to Shimon, sell me that donkey. So the fact that he said that donkey is just to sell me your donkey or something. He specifically wants that one, suggests he wants that one because it's also got the transporting equipment on it. And therefore, Hare Kalev Mechurin, therefore the transporting equipment is included as well. However, if a person says, Chamor Chahu, is that your donkey? This is a question, okay? Chamor Chahu, this is a question. Is that your donkey? Not specifying, then Shimon says, yes. And Reuven says, okay, I'll buy it from you for $100. So since he didn't talk about the pointing out to the donkey in its specific state, to suggest that he'd be buying the Kalev, the utensils, the equipment on it as well, Ein kalev mechurin, then the utensils would not be included, even if it's wearing the equipment right now. The other transporting equipment would not be included, but the other riding equipment would be included. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who again learns things depend on context. Halacha Barav follows the Tanakama, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, meaning that the transporting equipment is never included, if it's explicitly mentioned. Of course, la maisa nowadays, it would all depend on what's normal in the expression of I'll buy your donkey, and I can't say what that is.